You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Wire. Fonterra's recently revealed regenerative agriculture practices have been criticised for greenwashing. The announcement indicates that Fonterra believes existing practices, such as cows eating outside, constitute regenerative agriculture. Greenpeace disagrees, pointing out Fonterra's position as Aotearoa's biggest climate and freshwater polluter. They accuse Fonterra of greenwashing, performatively claiming environmental friendliness while continuing to pollute or harm the environment. I speak to Greenpeace's Sinead Dayton O'Flynn about greenwashing at Fonterra and the company's environmental impact. I'm looking to start by establishing a little bit of context. What is Fonterra's regenerative agriculture policy?
Yeah, so Fonterra claim that because cows in Aotearoa live outdoors and mostly eat grass, that they're already engaging in some regenerative practices. But these claims are completely incompatible with the fact that Fonterra is the worst climate and freshwater polluter in New Zealand and rely on imported feeds like rainforest-destroying palm kernel to feed the oversized dairy herd.
Right, and where are the large portion of these emissions coming from? I mean, you mentioned cows, obviously, but what kind of things are we looking at here?
Yeah, so actually just yesterday, an article came out saying that Fonterra, for the fourth year in a row, is New Zealand's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, and most of that is in the form of methane, which comes from cows belching, and that is kind of about half of all of their emissions.
Has Fonterra made any concerted effort in recent years to become more environmentally sustainable?
So Fonterra have implemented a climate roadmap in response to pressure from some of their multinational customers, but it really doesn't do much by in the way of kind of mitigating climate change. It doesn't do anything to reduce their massive methane emissions. So I would say no, not really. It is just more greenwash from them.
Yeah, and what would actual regenerative agriculture policies look like from Fonterra?
Yeah, so we could have these robust, resilient, diverse food systems that work towards restoring the land and waterways, and that would include working towards improving soil health, improving water quality, mitigating climate change, which are all kind of agreed upon key principles of regenerative agriculture. But the tricky thing is that there's no kind of official international term for what regen agriculture means. So Fonterra can kind of just make up their own terminology for it.
And what are other providers, dairy providers globally looking at doing to reduce these sorts of emissions, perhaps policies that Fonterra could implement here?
So actually, the global livestock industry is kind of under-regulated. It's not just here in New Zealand. It's kind of across the whole world. So this is kind of a larger issue where there is just this under-regulation and kind of global industry greenwash going on. But a great start would be reducing dairy herd sizes, moving towards practices that don't rely on so many inputs like synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, having more crops, doing crop rotation. There's all sorts of things that farmers could be doing to work with the land rather than against it. And there are farmers across New Zealand who have actually transitioned towards these more ecological practices. So it is possible.
You've talked about greenwashing a bit. What is Fonterra trying to do here?
Yeah, absolutely. So greenwashing is basically saying you're doing the right thing environmentally when really you're not. And last month, Fonterra were named in an international report that was investigating the global livestock industry. And Fonterra were named and shamed for using tactics from the same playbooks as big tobacco and big oil companies to derail and delay action on climate change. And so these are just attempts to essentially kind of pollute unchecked. To say they're doing all of the right things while continuing to emit and degrade our waterways.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Really, that we can have these robust, resilient, diverse food systems that we can work towards restoring the land and the waterways, and that transitioning towards ecological plant-based farming is not only good for the soil and the water, but it's good for our health and it's good for the climate. And Fonterra could be leading the industry instead of lagging behind.
That was Greenpeace's Sinead O'Flynn speaking to me about greenwashing at Fonterra and the company's environmental impact.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.